gave me the hottest bitch. Then took the life from her chest and left a pile of shit. Sloppy with a fork, so Chris gotta feed her. Too numb to calm, sometimes she pissed while I eat her. I tell her keep her head up, even though I gotta hold it up for her. And she sees her when she try and get up. I know I'm irking her, but can't stop what's hurting her. No sleep with her screaming all night, I'm thinking of murking her. Her parents paid for the coffin and left state after signing a contract, do not resuscitate. Yelling for mommy, I dip in the morphine to calm me. I'm known in town as the creep that's in the zombies. Morphine tolerated, I'm out copping horse trank for her. Like I won't have to go through hell again. Her skin is like saran wrap, barely hanging from her skeleton. With each one of her ribs defined, my crib's designed to keep the light out, cause she can't lift the blinds. Drifting behind, I'll be out of friends soon. Nobody, cause it's the guy that keeps the body in his bedroom. Barely alive and taking life from me. With no appetite, but the meningitis is still hungry. Wants to make love, but I had to substitute it with holding hands while we take drugs. Holding the source up in the air like one day the cover is yours. Took the IV out her wrist, tried to give me a kiss. Before I tasted her lips, she dislocated her hips. Started shaking, couldn't feed her, no medication. Too scared to beat on her chest and fear me to cave in. Death waved again, each time leaves her in a coma for a week to wake up to more seizures. But this time ain't like the rest. I can see right through her chest and see her heart ain't got no fucking beats left. Then a voluptuous ghost crawls from a host, looking like she did in high school and fades when I give.